be a sign out at the site that also lists all the grant funders. And for those of you that want to come look at it on the ground, we're doing a tour as part of Riverfest. So we'll be meeting at Willamette Park Friday, August 21st, leaving at 5:30. We'll actually walk down the banks of the Willamette River from Willamette Park all the way to the project site and talk about all of the habitat restoration work that's going on in South Waterfront. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I had one question.
Yes.
Afraid to ask this with DEQ in the room, but what does dewatering Stevens Creek entail? Dewatering, you said?
Yeah, so in that photo, we showed the, you basically put the flows in a pipe, and then you...
Like a temporary...
Yeah, yeah, it's just during construction, yeah. And then it's all back, and it looks just like before now.
Okay. Great.
Anyone Thanks. Signed up to testify?
Yes, we do. We have a Gil Wistar.
Mr. Wistar, welcome to the City Council.
Thank you.
You just need to give us your first and last name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm Gil Wistar, and I work for Oregon DEQ. I'm the Brownfields Coordinator at DEQ. And I've been working on this project, the South Portland Riverbanks project, that is, for about 4 years with the other volunteer and action partners from DEQ. And David, we've already recognized him. And we have two others, Jeffrey Stokum and Andrea Curtis, who both work in the air quality program. And this is just really, for me, a personal thing because I work as a bureaucrat. We have meetings, emails, computer stuff. And this is actually an opportunity for me to get out and do real work that is tangible. I can see the results of it. And it's really wonderful to have that opportunity. And the partnerships are amazing, the number of people, organizations who are involved in this project. And I really love that element of it. And Saul was another partner that hasn't been mentioned, and also Willamette Riverkeeper. So there are just all kinds of people who are involved. And it's a really great community outreach effort and community involvement that I find to be quite satisfying. And I think the final thing I want to say is I really appreciate the city's commitment to the habitat restoration project on South Portland Riverbanks. It really is encouraging to know the city is so committed to this project, and hopefully you will continue to support all the partners. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Anyone else wish to testify? All right. Carla, would you please call the roll?
This is a presentation.
There's no vote.
This is as Nina DeConcini said, just gratuitous flattery. So if council members wish, there is no vote required, but if council members wish to make any remarks.
Let's begin.
More gratuitous remarks.
Okay. Let's begin our gratuitous flattery, starting with Commissioner Fritz.
Dean sits up.
Well, you might term it gratuitous flattery, but I would say it's important to celebrate when we've done things right. And when we've had multiple community partners, multiple funding partners, and great work by staff. So all kidding aside, this is a wonderful project. And as was just mentioned in testimony, it's important for us to see on the ground results that we can work. We do work a lot. And as was mentioned, a year and a half before we even started the project here to make sure that it was planned properly before it's then implemented properly. And that's really good work. So thank you all for your work on this. And I wanted to highlight, too, that Riverfest is coming up 3 days in August. And there are all kinds of interesting things that people can do to find out more about the Willamette River. And so I encourage you to do that.
And I would just add my congratulations to the great partnership we have with community, the state, feds, between our bureaus. Really appreciate it. Great leadership. I remember we worked on this when I was the sewer commissioner. So my compliments to Commissioner Saltzman for bringing it home. I'm glad it's moving forward. Anybody else?
If I could just echo that, Mayor, and just say that the partnership and collaboration between BES and Parks is very strong. And I want to thank the two leaders of the bureaus for their work, and also Jennifer Goodrich and Mark Wilson, the Parks ecologist, for his good work. And Parks assisted with the design and with coordinating volunteer plantings, and we will continue to work on both monitoring and maintenance. So it's a pleasure to work with our friends at BES, and Dan, congratulations.
And I can only say I agree with what my colleagues have said. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to hear, can you please read the title for resolution council calendar item 1134. We're going to take initial testimony. We will not have a presentation, and then we'll have a presentation and more testimony this afternoon. Carla.
1134, direct Mayor Adams to enter into the Rose Quarter Redevelopment Memorandum of Understanding between the City of Portland, Portland Development Commission, and Portland Arena Management on behalf of the City of Portland.
All right. Is there anyone signed up to testify?
We had marked that this was going to be continued.
All right. Is there anyone here that wishes to testify on resolution, council calendar, item 1134? Raise your hand. All right. This continues to 2 o'clock or thereafter. That gets us to, can you please read the title for emergency ordinance, council calendar item 1136?
Authorize application to the United States Department of Transportation for 2 transportation investments generating economic recovery grants as local economic stimulus funds not to exceed $100 million and approve designated grant proposals to assist in Portland economic recovery.
So I'm pleased to bring this TIGER, as it's referred to, TIGER grant application forward. Portland is the hub of smart transportation, sustainable transportation, and smart land use and transit and transportation planning. You don't have to take our word for it. United States Secretary LaHood said so himself. So today I'm asking the City Council to authorize the Bureau of Transportation to apply for additional federal economic stimulus dollars that will ensure that we remain a leader in our sustainable transportation efforts, and in the process create jobs, desperately needed jobs for our citizens. The first project is a partnership with the Port of Portland, and this grant would leverage $76 million in public and private investment in the terminal area and complete a 5-year redevelopment plan previously approved. Terminal 4 project will upgrade the port facilities and will create nearly 40 acres of shovel-ready port waterfront redevelopment to make them more economically competitive for emerging sustainable industries. The second project will make Portland's Innovation Quadrant is the institutional core. We used to call it the science?
Technology Quarter.
Technology Triangle, connecting Oregon Sustainability Center, Portland State University, Oregon Health Sciences University, OMSI, and the Portland Community College campuses. Portland's Innovation Quadrant will help us as well drive innovation and collaboration as a hub for sustainability. And here to discuss this in more detail, we're going to start with Mr. Jones.
Greg Jones with Portland Bureau of Transportation. Do a general introduction of TIGER, and we're pleased to present these 2 grant applications. Been working very, very diligently with our 2 partners, the Port of Portland and TriMet, to pull together these 2 applications. They are due September 15th, and the approval period is expected, or review period is expected to be by the feds through the end of the calendar year with a decision in February. The next steps in this process are to get the Oregon Transportation Commission to approve the submittals next week and then get our application in mid-September. These are very competitive national grants. The expectation is that we are trying to keep the cost down on these grants so that we can be as competitive as possible. While we indicate a dollar amount of $100 million total for the 2, we're actually trying to get it under that, somewhere closer to 80. So, Art, if you want to talk about
sure.
First one.
So for the Portland Innovation Quadrant, it's true, also previously referred to as the Science and Technology Triangle. So the area south in downtown, this group of infrastructure improvements do relate to furthering the synergy between our major institutions, PSU, OHSU, OMSI, and down in South Waterfront. There's three different individual projects that we are applying for under this one, the blanket of the Innovation Quadrant. That's at the Jasmine Block, so realigning streetcar through the Oregon Sustainability Center. The second one would be down in South Waterfront for continuing the reconstruction of Moody, so north of where the base of the tram is through the area where Cirque du Soleil comes and visits us every couple of years. Reconstructing Moody there and preparing for the next wave of development down in that area, and then also for the realignment of Water Avenue on the east side to support the continued expansion of OMSI and Portland Opera and those adjacent properties. So there's three different project elements, all working to support that continued growth in South Downtown.
Great. Our second project is, I'm Kyle Chizik, I'm with the Bureau of Transportation. Our second project is in partnership with the Port of Portland. We'll be the port on their side will be doing some internal improvements to remove a berth and realign some rail lines in there to make it more consolidated and have more efficient movement of freight, and also make the 40 acres of shovel-ready property more marketable, both from a national standpoint and even internationally. We'll also be doing some intermodal access improvements. We call the project Around the Horn, but it's basically from our Burgard Bridge out on Lombard to Columbia Boulevard. So that project will help streamline the freight movement and keep things moving in that area as well.
Around the Horn?
Yes.
Of North Portland Peninsula, right?
It's close. It's right around where the Schnitzer Steel property is and Time Oil Road. So
great. Questions from council? Commissioner Fritz?
Have these projects already been planned? Have they been improved in a public process like the Water Avenue realignment?
For the Water Avenue is one that is not been as anticipated for as long of a period, but it's part of the proposed OMSI master plan. And they're working with their adjacent property owners to further their plan. But this is not one that has gone through as extensive planning as in PSU and down in South Waterfront.
So where exactly is that Water Avenue realignment?
Where would it go?
Yes.
So there's the temporary Water Avenue alignment, which was built by BES during the CSO project. So it's what is out there today. So the permanent alignment would be approximately that same alignment along the backside. So essentially it's routing the truck traffic and the freight traffic that's connecting essentially side industrial users around so that we can be creating a better institutional hub there between where the streetcar comes down and the light rail station comes in.
And the OMSI master plan will be coming back to City Council for its consideration. So this, the code requires, actually the charter requires us, I believe, to get council authorization to even seek grants.
Right.
So it comes back to us for consideration before we would accept this grant.
So, and we would at that point decide whether we actually want to do the project or not?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And also on this one, want to just emphasize, this moves us significantly towards connecting the streetcar into a complete loop, which I...
Very much so. So part of the long-term plan is to have the east side streetcar, which currently has a terminus at OMSI, to have that come across the new light rail bridge and connect into South Waterfront to create the possibility of a circulating loop around downtown. And in order for us to be able to complete that streetcar loop, we need to realign Water Avenue to provide the space for the streetcar. So this is preparing for a future transit improvement project as well.
And I'll get to vote on that, too.
Right. One more item on that is that this actually is a part of the environmental documentation for the Portland-Milwaukee light rail project. So the Water Avenue is being reviewed and included as a part of that project.
Okay. So, and what about the South West 4th realignment? Where is it current? Where are you talking about there?
4th is the Jasmine Block between 5th and 6th. So it's part of the Sustainability Center. So it's been reviewed and vetted as part of that process.
Okay.
And also as part of the existing university district plan.
Right. Thank you. So there's a local match of $32 million. Where would that come from?
In large
office of neighborhood involvement.
So you're increasing my budget. That's great.
With working healthy rivers.
Does anyone object?
Without objection, Mayor.
Seriously, where is the $32 million coming from?
But, so if you recall, when I came before you in April with the South the Northwick Adam Transportation Strategy, we discussed that there was a plan at one point to realign a freeway ramp coming off of I-5 northbound, and there had been a process working with ODOT to come bring together the funding for that. The decision at this point is not to pursue that freeway ramp reconstruction anymore, so we're pursuing with the OTC essentially a reallocation of the money that would have funded this freeway ramp to fund the reconstruction of Moody Avenue, preparing for that next area of development there.
Providing part of the local match.
Providing part of the local match,
right.
Correct.
We still have a, I think we're still at $15 to $20 million to figure out how to fund. Is that still correct?
There's a requirement with the OTIA funds. OTIA is providing $15 million of those funds. There was a requirement that the city match that with an additional $15 million. And that's being provided. We're trying to pull all of that together through a series of SDC, TIF, and other sources. So that source is, we're working on that one right now.
So did you just say that essentially the $32 million is coming from
transportation.
Things in the transportation budget?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Because the federal stimulus money opportunity has quickly come upon us.
Right.
So we are. Probably should have prefaced this. I mean, we are planning and figuring out how to match as we go in real time here because of the opportunity to apply for this.
A real key to this, we want to provide, as Greg mentioned, the most competitive grant application we can. So it's a combination of keeping the scope of the projects down so that we aren't asking for too much, but then also providing an appropriate level of match to show that there's the local participation and interest in the project as well.
Commissioner Salzman.
This may be an unrelated question, but since I've got you here, there is a new eastbound ramp off the Morrison Bridge onto Water Avenue. It's not in service yet. What is that?
We had a bike project on the Morrison Bridge that was approved with MTIP funding a number of years ago, and that is the project that you're seeing with that ramp. Down
is
to Water Avenue.
So auto? I thought I heard you say bike.
It's primarily bike.
So what you're seeing there today is the widening of the bike facility on the south side of the Morrison Bridge. In order to accommodate the bike width that was needed there, it entailed essentially reconstructing the ramp down to Water Avenue. So that's why it looks more significant than it is. When it reopened, there'll be an auto connection down there as well.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Any other questions from council? Discussion? Anyone signed up to testify on item 136, emergency ordinance?
No one signed up.
Carly, can you please call the roll? Thank you, gentlemen.
Saltzman?
Well, these look like good projects. Wish us luck. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, I greatly appreciate Mayor Adams being on the ball on this and wanting to go for the stimulus money as quickly as possible. I'm a little concerned about saying that we're very interested in doing these particular projects when some of them haven't quite worked their way through the process yet, but I'm comfortable with them having the due process in the meantime. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Thank you very much for your work on this. We've had to work really, this team and others have had to work really hard, really fast to come up with projects that we think will compete well in the federal process, and I really want to acknowledge that, and I think, you know, Commissioner Fritz's concerns, are right on, but we want to try to get this money. Thanks. Aye. 136 is approved. Can you please read the title for purchasing report, Council Calendar Item 1138?
Accept bid of Tri-State Construction, Inc. for the 2009 Local Improvement District's projects for $671,641.
So just a couple of introductory remarks. To our knowledge, this will be the first in the state of Oregon to introduce sustainable stormwater management to an existing bridge structure. We are upgrading rather than replacing the existing vehicular bridge over the Columbia Slough. This will be a much more sustainable and environmentally friendly alternative to demolishing the bridge and constructing a new one. This design achieves a 94.3% reduction in unmanaged impervious area stormwater runoff within the Environmental Protection P Zone encompassing the Columbia Slough. We will also be constructing a companion bike ped bridge to the east of the existing vehicular bridge, and all stormwater runoff on this new bike Ped Bridge will be cleaned in swales prior to disposal.
Okay, thank you. Christine Moody, the Bureau of Purchases. Before you is the purchasing agent report recommending a contract award to the low bidder for the 2009 local improvement districts for the Bureau of Transportation to a local firm, Tri-State Construction, in the amount of $1,158,260. Transportation, along with purchases, identified 9 divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business participation. The result on this contract is 8.3% WBE and ESB subcontracting. And I will turn this back over to the council if you have questions.
Questions or comments? Anyone wish to testify on purchasing report, council item 1138? Carla, would you? Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is really good work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1138 is approved. I think our last item, unless I have missed one, we've done some bouncing around, is can you please read the non-emergency ordinance council calendar item 1142?
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Good afternoon, or good morning. Thanks for waiting. What are we looking at this time?
Dan Broom, maintenance operations. There are no further remonstrances at this time, so we would like to make a motion to move this to the second reading.
I'm Sharon Simran from the auditor's office.
So no further remonstrances or no remonstrances?
There were 3 remonstrances. They've been pulled from this ordinance.
Okay. So they're not in this ordinance?
No, they're not.
Great. Discussion from council? All right. Council calendar item 1142 moves to a second reading next week. We stand recessed until 2 o'clock where we will... We've got a lively agenda in the afternoon. If I had to guess, it would be, we're at least going to 4 o'clock because we have a 3:30.